What you got there is a Pittsburgh favorite. That is the Bel Airs doing White Port Lemon Juice. So every now and then, like, man, some of that Pittsburgh stuff. So this is kind of, this is something I just want to mention. Before I lived in Pittsburgh, I got a lot of other music from all other places. And I would especially do a lot of like tape trading with other guys, other music. And this one guy just kept sending me stuff. He goes, this stuff out of Pittsburgh that was real big Pittsburgh hits in like the 50s and 60s. This is something you should pay attention to. And he actually called it like, you know, Pittsburgh style doo-wop, Pittsburgh style oldies. And I finally made sense. Once I got here, I saw this whole underground thing that was happening in the 50s and 60s here in Pittsburgh. Also, it didn't just happen here. A lot of this stuff I hear that was like Pittsburgh oldies is actually the same as El Paso. When I lived in El Paso in the 50s and 60s, they're lowrider music. So the lowrider music was almost very, very similar to like what they would call like Pittsburgh oldies. So that was kind of fun to actually live in El Paso for a while. And then all of a sudden it was like, wow. So the Pittsburgh thing actually is down here, or did it go the other way? Probably, who knows? It spread like some crazy disease. Before that, a weird ass tune. You would not believe that synthesizer thing that sounded like I don't know, like on hold music. That was actually Ike and Tina Turner. Well, probably Ike Turner when he got himself a synthesizer, and that was called White on White. Rare recordings from Ike and Tina Tuna. Before that, we heard White House Blues, Scott H. Birum. And that was from his Lo-Fi Mojo record. Always puts up some nice stuff. Classic rockabilly from the Barn Shakers, White Line. White Lightning, I mean Moonshine. That was Mr. James Brown from the album Black Caesar from 1973. So James Brown did some great instrumental stuff. We heard White Gardenia. Hey, from that was by Burt Russell. So that was that's an old like I guess you know an old death tune. Before that, White Collar Crime by one of the hottest chicks and coolest gals ever, and I'm talking about Grace Jones. Just a heck of a person. We heard the Johnny Paycheck tune, Stay Away from the Old White Train, a song about his cocaine addiction, done by The Fall. And a really a very easy to listen to version. It has a nice hook to it. It almost like something like some of the earlier Fall stuff, the first section like around the 80s with Rick Smith, where it was really palatable and really melodic. That was from that Long White Cadillac, the Dave Alvin classic from the Blasters, done by Dwight Yoakam. And I hate to say it, Yoakam's version is just so intense because he has Pete Anderson on guitar and really tan it up. From 2004, Dwight Yoakam. It was probably before that because that was off of Greatest Hits. Gang of Four. This is kind of cool. From one of their last records called Happy. And this is before Andy Gill died. And it was... good record, but I've been with Gang of Four like since the onset, when Entertainment came out in what, 77 78. It was like that music set me on my ear. I never heard anything like that. And Andy Gill always said, I want to play guitar that doesn't sound like guitar. So he actually tried to figure out how to make the guitar not sound like a guitar, and he did a pretty amazing job with that. But I liked him through that phase. I liked him through when Hard came out, they lost a lot of people that liked them because they got electronic and added some funk, and I loved that stuff. And then it just kept going on, and I really liked them. Sorry, I like them. Frenchie started things off with White Sands, and we are doing all white today. So it is part of a dualities thing. It's a backup show. It's a pre-recorded show. It's a backup show, pre-recorded show. I have a show that's all white, all black. So I have two backup shows. You get what you get. Up next is a really great songwriter who put out some really well-crafted stuff. Some nice melodic pop music. A guy by the name of Frank Lee Sprague. He was part of the Sprague Brothers. His brother, Chris Sprague, is actually the drummer for Los Straitjackets. And also he does a lot of stuff with Deke Dickerson. And so he basically plays in every damn rockabilly band on the West Coast. And anyhow, his brother, Frank Sprague, put out some really great stuff. Here's his tune, White Gold. Zombo in your brain, here it is.
Now my dream is set, and if it's nothing I get, through every lost dream and lonely night, I still dream of you. Now my wish is made, And if it won't come true, through every heartache and lonely sigh, I still dream of you. Starlight shining in darkness, looking down on my sadness. Cannot free me from misery or guide you to me. So now my hopes are up, and if they don't come through, through every cruel joke and broken heart, I still dream of you. Now my plans are made, and if they all fall through, through every lost day and sleepless night, I will dream of you. I will dream of you.
Nice day to sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? I've been away for so long. I've been away for so long. I let you go for so long. Safe in this world, and there's nothing sure in this world, and there's nothing good in this world. Look for something left in this world.
Much closer than that. Take a real close look. You begin to see why. There's much more to white, much more than can ever meet the eye. Like, look over there. There. You see that white? Sure looks for sure like the white that's called pure, but it isn't. Not at all. That's an off-white white. Sorry. Just doesn't quite measure up. Falls short. Absolutely pure, pure white is just a dream of a dream. Even now, if you close your eyes tight, and let your brain go to where it's whiter than snow. You'll see. You'll know. The whitest white that white can be white, as imagined by you, imagined by me, as the purest of pure, pure white, is just a little bit off. Just a little bit off white. Off white, white.
to the darkened sky in its rage. But the white bird just sits in her cage, unknown. White bird must fly.
White bird must fly, or she will die. White bird must. concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at www.alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information. Did you know about 80% of the people infected will not need any medical attention and will get better on their own? For more information on that and on how you can protect yourself and on preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others, go to www.alleghenycounty.us. Also, if you're a business or organization that can offer donations of N95 masks, gloves, and gowns, email COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Again, that email is COVID-19 donations at alleghenycounty.us. Are you concerned about the coronavirus? Of course you are. We all are. But if you go to the Allegheny County website at alleghenycounty.us, you'll find all kinds of information, such as how you can protect yourself, what are some preventive actions you can take to prevent the spread, and if you're sick, how to keep from spreading the virus to others. To find the answers to these and more, go to www.alleghenycounty.us.
Wow. Now, how was that? That was something, wasn't it? That was It's a Beautiful Day from 1969 with that pretty song, White Bird. And I have like a real twist on that coming up right after this break, a song from pretty much that same year. This one band's doing this pretty song called White Bird. I'm going to be playing Phil Oakes, White Boots Marching in a Yellow Land, just to show the wide diversity. And they could not, I mean, that's the thing now. In the 60s, late 60s and 70s, really the protest music was popular. You're not going to find protest music now. Not much of it. Not that where it's very accessible. Maybe some stuff on the internets. But I'm just saying, as far as like major label putting out protest music, wow. That was something. And the interesting thing was, like the news back then, there was just basically, you know, three radio stations, three TV stations, no right-wing talk, you know. It was all news, not opinions. And it was just all factual news. But like I'm saying, when they start to expose like the Vietnam War, they couldn't really hide a lot of that stuff. And so it was really fascinating. They just kind of pulled back a lot of the crap that was going on. Shows like All in the Family, all these like very, now it's just like a lot, it's just all about jokes. But during that time, it was really a not so much a culture war like it is now, but it was a real awakening of America in 69, and they wanted to make sure that they put that to a stop. So they wanted to make sure, and they managed to do that right around like 80 when Reagan got in. They wanted to put a stop to all of this. Whatever. But then the punk movement came out in the 80s. So I guess I'm wrong that way. I don't know. Who am I? Opinions are like buttholes. Everybody's got one and they all stink. Before that, we heard one of the most dangerous bands I've ever seen live, a band called Hog Scraper. And that was like from like 1989. And these guys were just crazy demonic on stage. The lead singer played electric banjo through a Marshall stack with flames on it. The drummer had this drum head, drum bass head swirled around like a hypno thing. The lead singer was on a great big wash tub with a 6 foot tall with on top with a giant stick playing it with a bone. And they sounded just like this. This was off a cassette. So it's kind of funny to see where these guys are now, you know? I always like to see what like these real extreme performers ended up doing. Because like this one guy's probably like selling real estate. Hey, weren't you in the band that used to do, weren't you in Hog Scraper? Might have been in that band, I don't know. But doesn't this place have a beautiful lot to it? And it's right next to a school. You know, that kind of thing. All right, Ken Nordine, the voice of God. Oh, Ken Nordine with from his album Colors, which is really a really great, a great album. And White, that was White Ken Lordine. He did a word jazz. He's just an amazing dude. And what a voice. When Pigs Fly was a neat little comedy record that came out in 2000. And it was basically certain artists doing things that you say, oh, when pigs fly. That was Peter Noonan. Was it Noonan or Noon? Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits singing Billy Idol's White Wedding. We heard the Gorillaz. I do like me some Gorillaz doing White Light. White Gold started everything off. Frank Lee Sprague from his album Mercy, which is just a really great Mercy Beat record. All right, as promised, once again, you know this is all a white show today. It's all about the color white. It is part of a dualities thing. It's a backup show. It's a pre-recorded show, but I have another pre-recorded show that's all songs about the color black. I was just kind of doing these dualities, this was one of the ones I prepped. Never really got around to it, but I figured make a good backup show. So, once again, an amazing American, Mr. Phil Oakes. Doing white boots marching in a yellow land. Can't say much more than that. Zombo, in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
The pilot's playing poker in the cockpit of the plane. The casualties are rising like the dropping of the rain. And a mountain of machinery will fall before a man when your white boots marching in a yellow land. It's written in the ashes of the village towns we burn. It's written in the empty beds of fathers unreturned. And the chocolate in the children's eyes will never understand when your white boots marching in a yellow land. Red blow the bugles of the dawn. The morning has arrived, you must be gone. And the lost patrol chase their chartered souls like old horse following tired army. Train them well, the men who will be fighting by your side. And never turn your back if the battle turns the tide. For the colors of a civil war are louder than commands when your white boots marching in a yellow land. Blow them from the forest and burn them from your side. Tie their hands behind their backs and question through the night. But when the firing squad is ready, they'll be spitting where they stand at the white boots marching in a yellow land. Red glow the bugles of the dawn. The morning has arrived, you must be gone. Patrol chase the chartered souls like old horse following tired army. The comic and the beauty queen are dancing on the stage. Raw recruits are lining up like coffins in a cage. Oh, we're fighting in a war we lost before the war began. We're the white boots marching in a yellow land. And the lost patrol chased their chartered souls like old horse following tired army.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, me and my old pappy, we had us a still. Brewed white light until the sun went down, then he'd fill him a jug and he'd
pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing. Shh, white lightning. Well, a G-man, a T-man, a revenuers too, searching for the place where he made his brew. They was a looking, trying to book him, but my Pappy kept on cooking. Shh, white lightning. Took a little sip and right away I knew, 'cause my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing. Shh, white lightning. Oh, well, a G-man, a T-man, a revenuers too, searching for the place where he made his brew. There was a looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking. Shh, white lightning. I just gotta taste that powerful stuff. Took a little slug and he drank it right down, and I heard him moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing. Shh, white lightning. Well, a G-man, a T-man, a revenuers too, searching for the place where he made his brew. There was a looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking. White lightning.
See? past you. Only a World War II hit. You know how lonely I am. Yeah, in the moonlight, and that river won't even look at me. I stroll this dark, tree-laden path till midnight, till dawn. And I'll never, ever see past you. Only a World War II race could know how lonely I am. Well, in the moonlight, in the river, I won't even behold. I stroll this dark, dreaming path till midnight, till dawn. Never ever see past you. Only a World War II hit can know how lonely I am. And the moonlight in the river won't even behold me. I stroll this dark, tree-laden path till midnight, till dawn. My blade will be gone in a pale morning moonlight. Only a World War II is to know how lonely I am. In the moonlight, in the river, won't even behold me. I stole this dark, tree-laden path to midnight, till dawn. In the moonlight, in the river, won't even behold me. In the moonlight, in that old river, won't even behold me.
All I see is the white flag.
Okay, I gotta admit, I still have a big crush on this band, the Modettes, from like 78, 79, and just I don't know. You watch like old videos and think, man, those girls are so cute. You know, so I just kind of keep that to myself. And I just told you. Before that, beautiful stuff. Flat Dual Jets from their White Trees record, which is Dexter Romweber is just an American legend. He just writes and sings such fabulous music. I can't even give it a decent adjective, just because it's so real. That's a good way to put it. Forbidden Dimension. Neat little rocker there, White Line Reaper. We heard White Summer by the Yardbirds, written by Jimmy Page. Sounds a lot like something from Led Zeppelin 1, which was probably something from like some old blues guy. So, but that was from Yardbirds, and that was White Summer. We heard White Tornado from REM. Yeah, that was nice. And Rose Maddox's version. I love Rose Maddox's voice. Her version of the Big Bopper's White Lightning. And we heard White Boots, Marching in a Yellow Land, started things off by the one and only Mr. Phil Oakes. We're going to wind down this white show because it's all a theme show. It's all like all songs about the color white. There's another show that is another pre-recorded show that I did that's all about the color black. And it was just the end of this duality series. And it's a nice way to use them as backup shows. The last thing I'm going to play, I always would DJ this at clubs. It's such a great, solid tune. And it goes back a ways. It's Grandmaster Flash doing White Lines. And I'm going to play the whole 7 minute and 31 second version of it, because it really holds up so well. So I got Grandmaster Flash. Once again, you listen to Zombo in Your Brain on WRCT Pittsburgh, rebroadcast on WBCQ The Planet, specialty shows on RadioCrown.com, and you can download all the Zombo you want at ZomboCo.com. I got well over a year of old shows you can download and stream for nothing. You know, so remember, friends, you get what you pay for. And hopefully back on the studio live before you know it. At least if you're hearing this show, it's not live, so you can figure that out. So hopefully next week I will be back in the studio live. For right now, here is the amazing Grandmaster Flash and their epic tune, White Lines, and I Remain in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Fun, baby.
Tell all your friends they can go my way, pay your toll, sell your soul, pound for pound, cost more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white lines go a long way, either up your nose or through your vein, with nothing to gain except killing your brain.
Freeze. driven snow. And now I'm having fun, baby. It's getting kind of low. I need some one-on-one, baby. Baby. Crystals painted pure and white, a multi-million dollars almost overnight. Twice as sweet as sugar, twice as bitter as salt. And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault, so don't do it. Baby, get higher, baby, get higher, baby, and don't ever come down.
Free bass.
Don't you get too high?
Don't you get too high, baby?
Turn you on.
You really turn me on and on.
'Cause you gotta come down.
My temperature is rising. No, I don't want you to go. A street kid gets arrested. Gonna do some time. He got out 3 years from now just to commit more crime. A businessman is caught with 24 kilos. He's out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes. Athletes rejected. Governors corrected. Gangsters, thugs, and smugglers are thoroughly respected. The money gets divided. The women get excited. Now I'm broke and it's no joke. It's hard as hell to fight it. Don't buy it.
Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock. Freeze. Rock.
Get higher, baby. Get higher, girl. Get higher, baby. Come on!
White light.
Vision, dreams of passion.
Blowing through my mind.
And all the while I think of you.
High pride.
A very strange reaction. I see the more I do.
Something like a phenomenon,
baby.
Telling your body to come along. But white lights blow away.
Little Jack Horner sitting on the corner with no shoes and clothes. This ain't funny, but he took his money and sniffed it up his nose.
Hey man, you and cops and blow.
Sure, what you got? Dust flakes and rocks.
I got China White, Mother Pearl, Ivory Flake. What you need?
Oh yeah, well, dude, check it out, man. Just let me get a freeze.
Go ahead, man.
Do it.
Kill you.
Yeah, man, that's raw. Ugh.
Don't do it.
Don't. Hello everybody, welcome to another Tempo Sounds show with I, Dr. Kenya, Oscar Raduli. Let us know where you're listening from, we'll big up your wins, 412-499-5000. We're coming back after taking a month break. Christmas was just a good time to take some time off, to be family, friends, companions, enemies, frenemies, you name it. We managed to travel to Europe, Africa, and back to the Americas. We feel so rejuvenated. Can't wait back to get into our radio show, yeah? This artist's name is Beyond Music, featuring Spots. Song's called Njalo. Welcome everyone, let us know where you're listening from, we'll big up your wins. Let me let this track go. And to all the DJs on WRCT 88.3 FM, those on Asha Radio Prime in Toronto, Canada, and those on my walking radio 2022, let's get it.